This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, a guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm already exhausted.
You are. You were talking before the show.
I'm already exhausted listening to local sports coverage and ESPN coverage of these remaining couple of games that lead up to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're really breaking them down
and
for you.
I cannot tell you that I've never heard such cliches, nothing interviews, nothing being discussed. There's no conversations. There's a lot of things that are going on in pro football today. There's tendencies and trends that aren't being discussed. We saw a little bit of that last week when the Chargers went to the Ravens, and how the Chargers took all the linebackers out and put in safeties. They put bigger people in. They're almost creating a new philosophy of how to play defense. And so there's a lot of things that are going on in this sport. And the elite teams are the ones that seem to be the ones introducing these things. And they're using them. And of course, I'm not saying that these safeties, this is the first time that's happened. The Bears used to run the 46 defense. They used to bring safeties up to the line of scrimmage, drop them back, move them around, and they would pull linebackers all the time. It's just now that they're giving such pre-snap looks to these quarterbacks, and they're all good quarterbacks. And this is the one thing that we can talk about today. But they're all good quarterbacks that the only way you can combat them is to give them mixed, send them mixed messages about pre-snap looks and what kind of defense they're going to be running. But I listened to all these guys, and all of them, nobody's asking any questions of anybody. It's maddening.
They're not, but we are, and we'll talk about it on the show today, among other things. And you mentioned that the defense has changed in football, and maybe we're seeing that. Your thoughts on that? Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, "How can we make this much and still have so much debt?" It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Back in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Hi to our new listeners on Sirius XM, Channel 211, Dan Patrick Sports. Glad to have you here. How do you like Dan's seat, by the way? You get to sit in the actual Dan Patrick chair. Is it comfortable?
We line up pretty good, I think.
You do?
Yeah, so far.
So far, so good. Yeah. Okay, that should be good. Anyway, welcome back. So the game has changed. The focal point, the look of football has changed. What do we look for in the playoffs this weekend? Anything special to be looking for?
Let's take the San Diego Chargers at New England.
Yeah.
San Diego is suddenly, their defense is just playing terrifically.
Yep.
And at this level, if you don't have a defense, you're not going to win anything. So San Diego's got a good offense. They got a good defense. They're coached very well. They've got the right people at the right time. I think, as I was saying earlier before we went to commercial, that the one thing that you can see what San Diego is going to do, what LA is going to do, the Chargers are going to do in New England is work on a lot of pre-snap looks for Tom Brady. You know, he wants to get the ball out fast. He doesn't want to be under pressure. They want to get the ball out fast. So that means they're going to put guys in motion. They're going to put guys in the flat. They're going to put guys over, slant them over the middle. So what do you do defensively? You bring a lot of guys up to the line of scrimmage. He doesn't know who's coming, if they're blitzing, if they're dropping off, or what they're doing. But you bring athletes close to the line of scrimmage, and you give them a lot of pre-snap looks, and you send a lot of people. We used to play teams that years ago that gave you a hard time down the field if you gave them enough time to throw it. So we would just bring a bunch of guys on the left-hand side of the line of scrimmage and into his throwing arm. You bring a lot of people towards his throwing arm. And, that's what you hope to do here with a prolific passing team. You got to give him a lot of pre-snap looks.
You think this isn't the same New England team we've seen season after season? They're a little not as highly polished this year.
Yeah, I don't think they're as good as they have been in the past, but they've won 11 games.
Still
they're
good.
11-5. They could win it.
Belichick is good.
They're at home. Belichick was going to come up with a good game plan. I think San Diego.
You keep saying San Diego.
I was talking about them.
Well, you went to San Diego State, so well, San Diego's
your brain. I don't think that has anything.
The LA
but
Chargers.
I was speaking before we went on the air about San Diego, the Chargers, and them being at the StubHub here in L.A. and all that stuff. So they were on my mind.
We do this show out of Los Angeles, by the way, and Fred, being a Ram, is locked in on Los Angeles with the Rams, and it is Los Angeles with the Chargers. So that should be kind of interesting. That's what we should look for in that game. Now, also, if we take a look on the weekend, what about Philly-New Orleans? What do you look for in that game?
Well, much the same. Again, you've got Drew. You got Drew Brees, who's as good as anybody, and he's going to give people. He's going to get the ball out. They haven't been playing that well lately. The Saints and Philly is starting to come along. They beat Chicago last week.
Yeah, amazing.
You saw how that happened.
What happened to that kicker?
He just missed it.
Did he hang out with Frank Corral for a while, who was the kicker on your Rams team when you guys were in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. But he didn't have a bunch of gamblers chasing him out of the stadium.
Was, the story on that was he threw off the point spread with the missing the kick.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
he did. Yeah, and the people behind our bench at the Rose Bowl was the Johnny Carsons of life. All the celebrities were right behind us, along with a lot of crazy gambler better guys. And I've never seen such ugliness in my life. They were mouthing everything you could possibly imagine. Threatening Frank's life.
Yeah, did you help escort Frank out of the Rose Bowl?
I stayed away from him.
You did?
Yeah, I went down to say, hey, Frank, shake it off. It's early.
Didn't our buddy Vinny Vince Ferragamo throw an interception in that game or something, too?
Yes, he did.
And you said throw him to the guy with horns on their helmets?
Yeah, he came off the field, and Jack Lambert just killed the drive.
Yeah.
The game was over. I said, Vinny, throw it to the guys with the horns on their
and
helmets.
And that was good advice. He used that later on.
Yeah, I try to help.
Just kidding, Vince. We love you, buddy. You're the best. What's it like when you tool up to some of these games, and get ready for it? It's like it's a one-game sudden death. Of course, this season, you're not playing every day in football, but it's still, there's got to be a little tension. Is it excitement that you try to turn it into a positive feel? Is that what you do?
No, it's all positive.
Yeah.
I mean, you look for games like this. I mean, there's only, the Super Bowl, there's only one game that day, and you're it.
That's it.
So, and you've got a shot to win it. You're there not by on a bet, but you're there to win it, and you spend 2 weeks preparing for it, and you think that you honestly think you can win. I've never gone into a game, where I've been overwhelmed with defeat. So you always say, look, I'll do my part today, and then let's get some breaks and we'll win it.
What about in the playoffs when you got a bye week? Like the Rams are coming back. New Orleans coming back also to play this week. But the Rams going up against Dallas. Rams are at home. Is it help to have the rest, or do you sort of like get a little rusty and got to get yourself amped up
no,
again?
No, no. The maximum you're going to get in these games is 2 weeks. You want to take – for guys who were hurt – who can't quite get that ankle working right or the knee or the back, that extra week really helps them.
So it's a help then, not a hindrance.
It can be, sure.
Can be,
yeah, sure.
Indy, Kansas City, you like the way Indy played, I know. So did I. What do you think? Kansas City was looking good this year.
I'm telling you, there's certain feels you get when you watch how these teams play. I like the Colts offensive line, and I like that quarterback. I think right now the way I'm thinking, it looks like on the road again.
On the road, you like Andrew Luck?
Like Andrew Luck.
Yep. And so we'll see how that one turns out too. So you're kind of hunkered down then to watch football again for the weekend. You and I were supposed to get together. Are we going to try and maybe get together and?
Well, we can do all that.
Maybe have a little couple of
We'll get really drunk.
Toddies.
We'll get really drunk and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And on the field. When you're getting ready to go, I mean, is it finally, it's your moment? You always talked about when you were playing that you practice all week and then Sunday is your day. Is there the more of the amped up feeling when you're in this championship type
of season? Well, everybody's different. I always had an overwhelming feeling of claustrophobia that I wanted I just didn't want to talk to anybody. I just wanted to get on with it.
Claustrophobia.
I just didn't want anybody around me. I didn't want to have to talk to somebody. And
you're like that, though. That's you.
I just wanted to get on with it.
You are that way in your acting career the same way. Once you get into the character, for example, you're in Bumblebee in the movie over there, and maybe not the great Rick Hunter style of cop. You might have lost a step or two in this particular performance.
Be careful here. That's a touchy subject.
But you do have the facial looks and the comments when you're chasing the Bumblebee in that police car. You do your best to try
and
to
your
capture.
Question is...
Do you concentrate? You get into that role, right? You became that officer.
Well, aren't you concentrating right now?
I became your co-host here on the show since
That's
I sat
right.
in this chair. I try as I might to get over to that, Sarah, to Dan Patrick's seat here on the XM Sirius Channel 211.
We can switch seats if you want.
No. You stay in Dan's chair. He eats a lot of stuff during the week. You stay there. I'll just sit in this chair right here. It's good. You see, look at some hot dog. Dan left there in the studio. All right, we'll continue straight ahead. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $21.95. Are you kidding? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, with our star. We're talking about the all-pro defensive end. We're talking about the acting legend. Guy was in Hunter Land's End, one of the first syndicated shows taking place in Cabo San Lucas. Guy that was in Agent X, is in Crisis, and now in Bumblebee, in a great movie where he recreates one of the great roles he pioneered on television, that of a police detective and a police sergeant and a police officer.
With a great character adjustment, yes, my mustache.
One. Yeah, this is the mustachioed. And by the way, in your football career, at one point, you did wear a mustache. Is that correct?
Yeah, a fake one.
I wore a fake one
just on game days.
So that nobody would have, well, who's playing for dryer?
So, like at halftime, or I should say, like at when people took a TV timeout, I'd take my helmet off and I'd adjust my beard.
Yeah. People say, who's playing for Fred Dryer?
And then a couple of the guys on the other teams would go, hey, man, it's a bad deal, man. What do you got there? Well, where'd you get that, man? I can get you one.
He had fake mustaches and beards. Okay, let's talk seriously for a second, because you were in on this in the NFL for many years ago when they were looking into concussion, and it sort of is an old story now that comes up, and it sort of doesn't really impress you anymore, because nothing really has been done. And the NFL recently here has dropped the appeal of a concussion case. So they dropped efforts to fight certain dementia diagnoses that were in a landmark concussion case after the lawyers for the players accused the league of trying to delay payments and rewrite a $1 billion settlement. What do you think of
this? This is a scam. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because when this was announced, when the league came out and said, you know something, we feel so much for players who have dementia. And they never believed for a minute, never admitted that football had anything to do at all with all these dementia cases that were popping up, or the concussions that people were getting. They thought that here's what we'll do. We'll be nice guys and we'll announce that we're going to spend $1 billion in supporting players who can prove that they have dementia or they have concussion issues. And so over the last several years, 5 years, three, four, 5 years, the league just kept pushing this thing down the road, saying, oh, yeah, well, if you have a claim to get into this part of this $1 billion settlement, if you have a claim, then here's what you have to do. You got to go to a bank of doctors. You got to take tests. You got to take more tests than you think you ought to. And then once you get all of your stuff from your doctor and present it to us, then our doctors will look at it and then decide if you're worthy or not. And so what you wind up is this lawsuit. They were countersued, saying, you guys have just jerked us around long enough.
Yeah,
we want you to start paying out money to people who are seriously injured.
Yes.
And so this announcement here is the NFL drops appeal in concussion case, moving claims forward. So the league is now not going to, so they say, they are not going to fight certain dementia diagnosis.
Yeah, and the retired players can seek rewards now of up to $3 million for dementia claims, although most of them would get far less. The settlement would resolve thousands of lawsuits over NFL concussions through a fund designed to last for 65 years. You asked for this really early on, and you were just more or less poo-pooed and thrown out, weren't you, at the beginning of this whole thing years ago?
Yeah, well, this all came out at the same time as our case. against the league for using our likenesses that we don't think that the league should be able to use.
Yeah.
Once you're out of the league, you know, once you're out of the league, there's no way they should continue to use my likeness.
Right.
Unless
they have your permission.
Using footage of the two safeties in one game that I became known for.
Yeah.
They're now using those types of highlights through NFL films to promote their sport, their business globally. And I said, you can't do that unless you reimburse me.
Yeah, that's right. And so what happened to that?
And the judge says, you know, some, we're going to side with the league. Because, you know, the league is, you know.
What was that, Ninth Circuit Court?
They've got 75 attorneys to your two or three. You know?
Yeah, Ninth Circuit Court probably issued that.
Yeah.
All right, so now, you know, this whole thing, this poor Cody Parkey's final field goal. You know, I got to ask you a question. Because in the games, they've changed the rules so much in football. Shouldn't they change the rule where the team can call a timeout just before the kicker's ready to go? I mean, the guy's just ready to go. He's running up. The ball gets snapped. Oh, we got a timeout here just before the snap. I think, you know, if you want to do a timeout, you do it before, or you spike the football or whatever you got to do to have your timeout. I don't think you should be able to do that cheaty move where your guy kicks a good football field goal and then he's got to try it again. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't understand.
Well, I'm just, you know, well, no. Last week, Philadelphia calls a timeout just as the final goal goes, and the guy kicks it, it goes to the hoops, or the goal post, and then they bring it back, and he does it again, and he doesn't make the kick, whether it's blocked or not or whatever.
You can do that three or four times, as long as how many. Why is that?
Change that rule,
why?
NFL.
Why?
Because they're changing everything else in the game. They should change.
So that's the reasoning?
Because it's
you
not,
look bad here,
it's
bud.
It's not fair.
You look real bad here on this.
I think it's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
We should always be fair. That's what
well,
I learned
life
in school.
Isn't fair. And neither is the sport. You
so
either
anyway,
make it or you don't. This guy didn't make it.
Well,
so,
he got blocked. And now the NFL
well,
has
good.
Officially
it,
changed
good.
The missed field goal to a block. He was the ball was blocked, they're saying, and that's why it hit the post.
Well, that's how it works.
That's
you
not,
try to kick
however,
it and it gets blocked, then that's no good. Then you lose the game.
Yes, however,
this guy lost the game on a blocked kick.
However, there's a brewery that is now offering free beer to anyone who can kick a field goal better than Cody Parkey.
Well, I'll sign up for that.
Can you do that? This is they're tough in the Midwest, let me tell you, because the Bears lost, so they're going to come back strong.
Well, we
on this
used
one.
To watch all these kickers come into camp, training camp, and they all had the look of people getting ready to be executed.
Yeah. Chicago-based Goose Island Brewery is owned by Anheuser-Busch. Wants to remind the public that kicking a 43-yard field goal is no easy task, so they're inviting all pro athletes to come out and try it themselves. And they'll if you make the kick, you can win free beer. Imagine this. Your refrigerator would be stocked for 1 year.
Well, that's what's important. That's what's important. You got to get that as much beer as you can.
All right, you're dealing with the Sports Lounge. Don't forget our email segment coming up here in just a bit. But we want to remind you as well that you can send Fred an email, freddreyer@crntalk.com. He'll read them on the air, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Sports Lounge. Some emails to go through here for you. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Pamela says, hello, Mr. Dreyer. Great lounge yesterday. Your comments about the NFL, you have more common sense than any of the owners. They should hire you as a consultant.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. Maybe one of these days someone will wake up and hire me and ask me some questions.
Last week, you know, we talked about Mean Gene Okerlund, and a listener here says, I was surprised to hear you were a pro wrestling fan. It was so popular here in Minnesota when I was a teenager in the 60s. We lost the Minneapolis Lakers before the 60-61 season when they moved to L.A., and yep. The Washington Senators in 61 became the Minnesota Twins, and then the new franchise of the Minnesota Vikings was established that year, and so pro wrestling was sort of a mainstay. And you, I was sort of amazed you were a pro wrestling fan as well, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that was the deal when I was in high school. I remember I said we used to go down to the Olympic Auditorium.
Yeah, and they had the AWA, I guess, in Minnesota. Started in 1960 by a guy named Vern Gagne.
Vern Gagne,
yeah. Yeah. He had a wrestling gym here in Southern California a while back. Anyway, they say wrestling, the most popular sport in the state. The ratings in TV were phenomenal. Jesse Ventura even elected governor of Minnesota. Wrestling must have been huge in Minnesota. That Jesse, I forgot. Jesse,
he snuck in there. Yeah, he was like Arnold, you know. He was a celebrity vote. They're going to get the ex-wrestler and the bodybuilder in there.
Now, we video this show always on CRNTalk.com and also on Roku. Anywhere in the country, you can watch it on Roku. And you can also see it on YouTube, and you can check it out on Tiki Live and Facebook Live. So Gail says, Fred, great show last week. You were on fire. I did not notice that you were flaming during the show.
Well, so I put myself out.
Is that what it was?
While you weren't looking.
Is that why you were rolling in that ashtray?
Exactly.
Robert says, why did you have a character named Mark Sanger in that Hunter episode?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea. What episode are we talking about?
I don't know.
So maybe, Robert, you can email us again, freddreyer at crntalk.com. Again, that will take care. By the way, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and, of course, freddreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
The new year is here, and if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, and you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, and use the promo code BARR, B-A-R-R.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification, information?
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
In the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of the program, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. He was in Hunter. He's in Bumblebee now in the movie. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen, Christmas is long past, but Jerry Jones...
Not long past. You were supposed to help me take my decorations down, but okay, I got you.
But I think you can handle that one.
Yeah.
You and your dog, your
Lindy.
Yeah. Cowboy owner Jerry Jones buys a $250 million, 357-foot-long super yacht with two helipads on it.
This is TMZ reported this one, TMZ Sports. And what, 250, a 357-foot yacht, as you mentioned, two helipads, a gymnasium. It has the massage room. It's got the steam room. It's got the plunge pool, which is something kind of nice. It's got a rain shower. And apparently this was an early Christmas present to himself. Who better to give a gift to than yourself? And
You got to be able to know that you're going to spend a lot of time on that thing.
Well, yeah, and
he'll lease it out. You know what he's going to do? He's going to lease that thing out
and make some extra money. It's a real estate purchase.
It's also a getaway vehicle when the next hurricane comes in.
Yeah, Pascal Raymond helped design that yacht, and he said. Talking about Jerry Jones, Pascal said, "We worked very closely with the owner to find the perfect artisans and craftsmen in creating bespoke artworks, fabrics, and signature furniture pieces and reflect the owner's style and essence and combine to create a warm, inviting environment for all on board."
Now, more silk.
You know, I do a wine show on occasion, and Ferrari Carano has a yacht, and they bring it out into certain areas, San Diego on the coast, LA, Northern California, and they allow people that are in the food and wine business to get on that yacht and go for, like, harbor cruises.
Well, this is a huge write-off.
So do you think he'll do that and allow football people? Yeah, yeah. You might get an invite, you think?
I'm sure I will. I'll be sure to invite you. You'll be my date.
Really? Thank you. We go out there, and they'll probably have little pizzas and stuff like that over there. This was, Jerry Jones, what do they say? His net worth is $6.8 billion. Do you realize single-handedly he could build that steel fence, that steel wall on our southern border?
And we'll see why he doesn't
do it. And he's friends with President Donald J. Trump also.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe there could be some private investment on this thing.
Well,
I'd throw in a few bucks to get that wall built, wouldn't you? Kick in a few dollars?
I don't think so.
Would you do a fundraiser?
No. I'd like to ride on the boat.
Yeah, you could use the boat for that. Anyway, so the Cowboys account for $5 billion of that total. So they're, you think, will Jerry be at the game this week or maybe watching it from the yacht?
Let's see. He'll be in L.A., so he might drive this sucker around the horn.
Go through the canal.
He might just tow it on the freeway, the 10 freeway from Dallas.
You're taking the lot?
And then dump it in Marina Del Rey.
Tailgate party?
He'll watch the game from the hotel, from the deck, the poop deck of the rain closet.
Okay, let me find you. You played the game. Was there a time in your life or something where you bought something that was, you thought very luxurious for yourself? Obviously not a yacht. But what was the thing that you purchased after you really got your contract signed and you're playing with the New York Giants and then the Rams?
I bought a palatial van.
Your Volkswagen van, was
it? I bought my palatial Volkswagen.
Where did you buy that thing?
$2,600. No, $2,200.
Where'd you buy it?
Was it El Cajon
dealership or from a private party?
El Cajon. Volkswagen dealership. Oh,
and was it new or used?
Brand new.
Okay, so you got a, so that was a luxurious thing for you then. Now, you used this van. There are videos of you, Fred Dreyer, in the van on YouTube all over the internet. Did you have parties back there? Did you throw in equipment? What the heck did you use this van for? Because a lot of people would buy, like, you know, a big, I guess that was the SUV of its time when you played back in those days, a Volkswagen van. What did you haul in there besides beautiful women?
Well, you know.
Just trying to get the idea of what it's like to be a player in a player's world.
Well, some players.
A little smile on your face.
Well, I didn't go fly fishing, if that's what you're.
No, because you souped it up, as I recall. You put some kind of an oil cooler on it.
Those things, you don't have to drive a Volkswagen van to know that not only is there not a lot of power, but the thing has a heating problem because it's air-cooled.
It's air-cooled.
So if you drive in the desert, which I did.
A lot.
Then you're got to make sure that you're going to have extra oil supply. So I put on an extra oil supply.
And a
cooling system along the frame underneath the van. So this was an extra cooler. It's an extra cooler. So I had like 2 extra quarts of oil instead of 4.5. I had like 7.5, almost 8 quarts. And I just loaded up as much oil in that thing as I possibly could.
It always ran cool, didn't it?
And it ran, believe me, how much difference that made. No.
Oh, well, maybe inside late at night or something, but that's it. So you were out in the desert prospecting?
Yes. Actually, that's what I was doing out there.
See, you get these stories when you listen to Fred Dreyer in the Sports Lounge. These are good things. You still have that van?
No, I sold it to a plumber in Whittier.
Kahanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Kahanapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Kahanapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit ka'anapaliweddings.com or call 661-0011. Kahanapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Kahanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Back in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us here on CRNTalk.com. Sports Byline. You can also catch us here now on Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Sports. Glad to be a part of that for you here on the weekend. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties. 2 safeties in one game in the same quarter. The All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend. And let's talk some basketball, Fred, because it looks like Enes Kanter of the Knicks is not going to go to London. Says his trip may put his life at risk. What do you think about this one?
Well, he's concerned.
Yeah.
He's been an outspoken critic of the Turkish government and
especially their president.
Erdogan.
Yeah. President Erdogan. He's
Tayyip Erdogan. And I wouldn't go there either.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan. And Eric Cantor is a native of Turkey. He's been outspoken. He's been a critic of the Turkish government.
Yeah, you just got to be careful.
You have to be careful. The Knicks team official said Cantor won't be traveling because of a visa issue, but Cantor said he doesn't feel safe making the trip. Quoting him, he says, sadly, I'm not going because of that freaking lunatic, the Turkish president.
Well,
I don't think you should say things like that.
No, because you're going to wind up in the same category as Khashoggi.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to end up like that. He says, Cantor says there's a chance I can get killed out there, so that's why I talked to the Knicks front office. I'm not going.
Yeah, you'd be in several different places at once.
So pretty sad that just all this stuff affects my career in basketball, because I want to be out there helping my team win. But because of that one lunatic guy, one maniac or dictator, I can't go out there and just do my job. So it's pretty sad.
Hey, you know something? You don't have to be in Turkey or travel to, abroad to London to get chopped up.
I mean,
they can show up at the garden, and when he goes out to his car, or when he tries to get on the L to go home, they can jump him there.
Yeah, I understand we all have strong feelings about certain things, but there's a way to express it and say you don't agree with it, short of inciting someone to go absolutely crazy. I mean, let's say if the guy is a lunatic and you start talking to him in that type of language, isn't that going to make him go nuts and crazy again? I would think so. So you sort of just calm down and just say, I wouldn't do it this way. I'd do it this way. I don't know. That's my thought.
Well,
did you ever fear for your life anywhere with fans? Did it ever get out of control at a stadium or anything like that during times when you kind of looked?
Well, I got hit in the head with a beer bottle.
What happened
in New Orleans?
Well, really?
Yeah. So,
And
the old Sugar Bowl.
Did you had your helmet on? I hope, right?
Well, I did.
Yeah.
And the guy, the visiting locker room attendant, this old guy, he says, "Make sure you put your helmets on, boys, when you walk out of here, because you're going underneath the grandstands." And so I said, "That's a good idea."
So he knew that there was problems there.
Well, of course. So it wasn't a one-time thing. They'd been doing it. That's what they do. They welcome the visiting teams by bouncing a beer bottle off their head.
Right.
And so that's what they did to us. You know, and this guy winds up and throws a Jack's beer bottle, hits me right on top of the head. I had my helmet on. But, you know, I mean, you never can tell what's going to happen.
So people get crazy at these things. So you got to be kind of careful about that. Now, football, some changes in head coaching. The Green Bay Packers have named the Michigan native Matt LaFleur as their new head coach. LaFleur, this is his fourth different coaching job in the past 4 years. So he's now the head coach of this Green Bay Packers, one of the storied franchises of the NFL. But he's 39 years old, a young guy, kind of like the Rams coach. They're going for the young coaching now. He was the offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans last season. And so he's agreed, LaFleur, to a 4-year contract with a team option for a 5th year.
What's the reason they're hiring these guys? Because they're young and they look like the Ram coach, and they have spiked hair?
Well, you yourself said it. You told us at one point that there's going to be a change now. Once this stuff works, everybody sees how it works. We got to get a young coach with a different thought process.
Yeah, we want a coach who's actually younger than the players. And that wants to be their pal.
Does that work?
I don't know. It can. I guess it can.
Now the former.
However you motivate your team and how you prepare them, I see most of these teams, and I wouldn't give you 15 cents the way they're prepared. They're not in shape. Second of all, they're not really being taught and drilled in the fundamentals of the job description. So as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't make any difference how old you are, how young you are. If you're not coaching, you're not coaching.
Mike McCarthy, the former coach of Green Bay, is interested in coaching with the New York Jets.
Only.
Yeah, only. He's only interested. That's it. That's the only job he's
interested
in.
Well, they'll probably give him, he's 55, been in Green Bay for 13 seasons. 13 seasons, that's enough.
Yeah.
He won one Super Bowl there, and I think he had a falling out with his quarterback there.
Why don't they bring back, like, Broadway Joe Namath as the coach of the Jets?
He doesn't want to coach.
Well, he's doing those commercials on TV right now. He's getting back in the limelight.
What does that mean?
Back in the limelight a little bit.
No.
I
don't like Joe's haircut.
I don't either.
Did you see his haircut?
Yes, I did. I don't like it.
He had a part and then a little airplane spin curl in the front. Yeah, I got to write him a letter here, tell him to, let's go. Let's get a more acceptable post-pro football haircut.
And then he could go back to coaching. Of course, he might want to coach with a helmet on.
I think he should get a spiked hairdo.
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting. A lot of coaching changes over there.
This is the time of year. And Todd Bowles. Did we cover him?
No, he's landed with the Buccaneers. as the Bruce Arians,
the former Jets coach who failed miserably in New York, now gets that job with Bruce Arians,
defensive coordinator,
with the Buccaneers.
Did the Jets have pretty good defense?
You know, it's your pal. If I was coming off of a terrible coaching record, I'd hire you.
Thank you, and I'd hire you as well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And again, this week, again, thanks to everybody at Sports Byline and Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, for putting the show on, and everybody on CRN Digital Talk Radio. We love you. And we got some emails for you, Fred Dreyer, a few more. Mm-hmm. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Robert says, I thought you would like to know, my 12 and 9-year-old girls love your show. They can't wait to steal my office to watch it. I guess they're talking about Hunter here.
Yep.
They are in the middle of season 2 on Hunter. I believe they are yours and Dee Dee's biggest fans. They love it when you say, works for me.
How about that? 12 and 9 years of age. And believe me, you guys are great fans to be able to not only tell me that, but to be so disciplined to want to watch it.
Brittany says, Fred, you still look amazing. Do you work out every day? What's your favorite thing to do to stay active?
I use a certain blush.
Is that it?
Yeah, you know, when I get up, I have a certain makeup. I actually get a lot of sleep, drink a lot of water, and I try like heck to eat the correct way. And, of course, you can always do that.
Now, you and I avoided this, but you and I both picked Alabama to clout Clemson, and apparently that did not happen in the NCAA championship
yes,
game.
Yes, apparently it did not.
No comment from either.
No, but here's the thing.
What is it?
You know, I hadn't seen either team during the season very much, but they were favored in the game. So in that championship game, you might as well go along with it until something happens. And now you see, that that Clemson was far, far better than Alabama was.
Little baseball news. CC Sabathia cleared to resume workouts after having a heart procedure. Apparently he had an artery blockage in the heart. And
How old is he?
He's not that old. 38.
What's he eating?
I don't know.
He got a heart blockage?
This is tough.
At 38?
So that was terrible. And the Major League Baseball payrolls have dropped $18 million last year, the first decrease since 2010.
We're so happy for them.
Now, final thoughts for you on the show. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts?
Well, just have a great weekend. That's the most important thing. Enjoy your families. Enjoy the games if you're watching them, and we'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.